Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, March 29, 2016. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And tonight, we are talking HIV prevalence and prevention at universities and colleges in Zimbabwe.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And you can also reach us by phone by calling us right now. The number is 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com or voashona.com, as well as voandevele.com.
The Zimbabwe Students' Union has welcomed the establishment of a clinic to cater for students living with HIV at Midland State University. The National AIDS Council set up the clinic recently amid growing concerns that the transmission of HIV is getting out of hand at universities and colleges.
Zinaso says the prevailing economic situation is forcing many students, both male and female, to engage in risky sexual behavior so they can pay their fees and earn a living. And Midland State University has hit headlines in the past as one of the country's universities with a high prevalence of HIV. Many say the National AIDS Council should extend its HIV therapy clinics to other colleges and universities. But the question is, will students be forthcoming given the prevailing stigma that exists?
Tunga, and as usual, every Tuesday, we hope that you young people out there in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora will join us to talk about this issue of HIV and be very candid about your thoughts and what's going on in Zimbabwe and, of course, around the world, wherever you're impacted.
Yebo kunjalo, Ms. T, lishona njani emakhaya ikutibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela ukusungulwa kweclinic ekolishini le Midlands State University. Iclinic le ikhangelane lokuncedisa abafundi abaphila legciwane le-HIV. Ngoba sokubonakala ukuthi udubo lokumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV lubhahile kakhulu emakolishini lakuma universities. Ngakho yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Wongo wa tereri kusangana ukumu chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutarisa kufuro kwe klinik ya kanangana nivano wanora ramane utachuana we HIV va zizi vepa University ya Midlands State University. Iri richitiga paine mashoko ekuti kupararira kwe utachiwana we HIV kwa nyanya zhikuru muma colleges ne muma universities saga ndo nyaya irimu gango nasi tiri zireiru nare tikurukure nezho nyaya.
And Ntunga, some time ago, but more recently, we spoke here at Studio 7 with Dr. Beth Barr, who was the new country director for the U.S. Center of for Disease Control and Prevention. And she was saying that, you know, Zimbabwe has made a lot of progress in reducing HIV infection rates throughout the country, but was saying that the fighting of the disease is in part feeding into what she was calling complacency, where she's saying that, you know, some people or some demographics, in particular the youth, are feeding into complacency where they're saying that, you know, there have been strides made, so maybe I don't have to do certain things. I might not have to protect myself this time around, or maybe if I do get sick, I can take medicine and stuff like that. But she's saying, of course, that the issue is a question of prevention. How do we prevent new infection rates that are being seen, in particular amongst the youth?
Indeed, and the concern is, you know, really widespread that, you know, young people are engaging in these risky behaviors, mm-hmm. and that in a way is, you know, negating the strides that have thus far been made in combating the spread of HIV.
Mm-hmm, of course, and we hope to get our guests on the line shortly, Ntunga, but we did have a few messages that came on WhatsApp talking about this issue. Let's read one of them. That is from Ed Moore, who says, apart from adolescent status, which contributes to a lot in terms of character and attitude, hunger, I believe, is a major contributor of new HIV infections in tertiary and colleges. Our government must participate much towards reducing, curbing, and eradicating the spread of this pandemic by sourcing food and providing accommodation to these students. And Tunka is speaking directly to what Makomborero from Zinasu said during your Shona interview with him earlier today, that students are really, really struggling when it comes to accommodation, when it comes to, you know, living, when it comes to even having a meal daily, that it's, especially the girl child, it's turning them to, I guess, illicit behavior or behaviors that they may not have normally done in order to survive, essentially.
Indeed. And we have Ms. T, our first guest, mm-hmm. and that's your namesake, mm-hmm. Tatenda Songore of the organization Youth Advocates in Zimbabwe. She is the director.
Mm-hmm. Tatenda, I think it's a he. He's my Sazita, but my brother Sazita. Tatenda, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again. Let's just talk, before we spoke on our English news program, where your organization, Youth Advocates Zimbabwe, is working on a program, or does have a program, that's assisting young Zimbabweans, in particular those who are in universities and colleges, to address this issue of new HIV rates, or infection rates. Can you tell us a bit more about the program and what you guys are trying to do to curb this issue?
So for us, we are trying to look at the cost-effective way of addressing HIV epidemic in the country by introducing new innovative ICT-based solutions. So one of our current programs that we are currently running, and we're working actually on trying to scale it up, is the Youth Helpline. What we have done is we've done a survey in a study that was commissioned by Bristol Myers Squibb Foundation. This study showed us that a lot of young people have basic knowledge on HIV, but there's high risk tolerance behavior amongst young people. So we try to look for a solution that will help to increase our knowledge amongst young people on HIV, and also to engage them in discussing openly and frankly without the
I think we just lost Tatenda there on the line. The phones have been a problem, so hopefully even for our callers who are calling, they can still get through today at least.
Indeed, but let's move on to our second guest, Annette Moyo, a health expert, and she just finished her studies at the University of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. She's a doctor in the making. Ms. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, Tunga. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's get straight to it. We are talking about an educated demographic here. We are talking about college and university students who are very much aware of the risks that, you know, come with unprotected sex or risky sexual behaviors. Why is this happening nevertheless?
Ntunga, I think one of the challenges that we have is that people have looked at HIV and thought that it's a problem that we need education about. And I agree, we do need education. But that education needs to be to translate into something that someone applies in their personal life. So if we sit down in a group and talk about HIV and give each other scientific information and a few tips about how to prevent it, if I cannot go and apply that information in my private life for me to be able to reduce my risk of getting HIV, then all that talk is nothing. So I think that's one of the challenges that we've had. Right now we are talking about MSU, but I'm sure the problem that we have is all over the country, in most tertiary institutions, young people are finding themselves in places where they are engaging in high-risk behavior and they are contracting HIV, and they feel like there's nothing they can do about it. But I think that it's a place where that information that they are getting should translate into effect in people.
Mm-hmm. When you say translating into your private life, can you just give us an example? Because I think I understand what you're saying. But, you know, when you get this education, how would you then turn around and utilize that in a real realistic setting?
So I think it comes down to a personal value system, which may not necessarily be transferred to talks and discussions. Personal value systems are inbuilt. Where when I'm in my room in college somewhere and I have a boyfriend and they are a potential risk to me, I, as a woman, remember to buy my own condoms and to be covered so that when he comes, I take them out and say, look, I've got our protection for today.
Mm-hmm.
You will find that young women still struggle to be the ones who bring out the condom in that relationship, because they think that the man is going to think that I am probably sleeping around and whatever. But this is just to say, if we have learned something about HIV, if it translates to our private lives, then we are able to be the ones who take charge of protecting ourselves.
Ebe mfuna ukubuza khonapho kudaba lama condom amoyo ukuthi nxa uyinkazana ule boyfriend yakho seliza emacansini sokukhanya wena ungokhipha icondom, uzamconvinsa njani iboyfriend yakho? Uzayitshela uyisuthise njani ukuthi hhayi lokhu ngenzela wena kuphela, ngenzela thina, isikho ukuthi you know ngilala lo muntu wonke njengoba ngithwele nje amacondom? I mean i-mentality yona leyo ingacitshwa njani ebantwini? Ngoba nxa inkazana ungabonakala uthwele amakhondom, umuntu usecabanga ukuthi you are sleeping around.
That's true, Ntunga. And I know that we don't live in isolation. Sihlala kuma-communities alabantu and we have social norms. But I think that in the sphere of HIV and all other sexually transmitted infections, those social norms should change to accommodate a young woman over Suguma Ati, who will protect her in the way that the young is my responsibility. So, Mina Ningati, Umundo in Gaza, and I'm going to tell you this castle, let me from the COVID is one. Mina, I value my health. In 10 years, this is where I want to be. In 20 years, this is where I want to be. And for me to be able to get to that place, I must be in good health. Then she can then explain herself when she brings out a condom to say, I value our relationship, but I value myself more. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to protect myself with the condom.
Aha, siyabonga khonapho mama oqhubeka ubambile ecingweni. Tine Mtereri, meno zitandiva Mukato. Makati yenyu va Mukato?
Yeah, Mukato.
Umona njani zita?
Yesinda Mtereri ipitisa pedi. Mukaka.
Mukaka.
Eh.
Mukaka we Mukaka chai.
Mina tambe ri Mukaka uya studio.
Aha, ayo atino fara zikuru mukoma mapinda yimu chirongwa.
Ndikukona kuti pa business bridge.
Aha, kurisa ikoko. Ah, wonderful. Mapinda mchirongo mkoma manzo anyari mugango. Asi hanzi dambudziko guru riripo apa idambudziko reupfumi husina kumira zvakanaka. Saka vadzidzi vanoguma vakuita zvechifambi kana kuti kuita zvemasugar daddy zviya zviya vachidawo chekuwana mari yekubhadhara mafees nekuwana cheuviri.
Ya, ndizvozvo. Asi maonero angu ndezvekuti vana kuti arare asina kudya pachikoro zvino munetsa. Pamwe vana kana rendi kana chii anodzimara angu tati vhatu aakutekesa expenses muviri wake akuda kuramba bati zvinhu zvakashata dai kuti upfumi hunyika ukagadzirisika haya ndinoona dambudziko riri kupera.
Aha, aiwa maita basa mukoma. Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndinotenda nekuva nemi panguva ino.
Asterek, thank you so much.
That I think he's reiterating what a lot of people have been saying, you know, the issue that, you know, the economic situation in Zimbabwe is making it difficult for students and also families to combat the situation. There's Tereri Mtunga who sent a message on WhatsApp. His name is Clemens. He said most of those affected students are those from families who can't sufficiently support them during their study period. And sugar mommies and daddies capitalize on that while the government sits back and relaxes. Education grants used to be the answer. And I'm happy you mentioned their sugar mommies and daddies, because apparently it's becoming an issue where both sides of the spectrum are capitalizing on this issue that young people are facing.
Indeed, and that's exactly what Zinasu was saying when we spoke to them earlier. In the meantime, we are still trying hard to get in touch with Zinasu, but we are not getting any joy from our lines. Si lomlaleli lapha ecingweni uZenzo. Kunjani Zenzo?
Yebo Mtunga, ikunjani ngizawo?
Hayi, siyaphila liphila njani lani?
Thina siyatotoka mntu wenkosi.
Hayi, kuyezwakala mnumzana. Sungenile kuhlelo, izwile indaba esingayo namhlanje.
Siye ngizwile ke Mtunga mini indaba yokuthi kukhanya basemakholejini kwenzela uma yunivesithi kada. Hayi, ama-students kukhanya umkhuhlane usuhlasele.
Kuthiwa siyibhahile kakhulu njalo le National Aids Council layo siyizama ukulungisisa lolu daba ngokusetup ama-clinics.
Ya, okay. But can that be the solution to this issue? It seems this issue of HIV in colleges is an issue which is happens because most people gather on that same place from different areas. Then I was going to say that when I college, I would be having to see this out of the college today, like what they do to my small school. Kule ibhozi futhi lebhozi futhi bhozi ha this problem is now
Wena ngokubona kwakho mnumzana Mchimba kungalungisiswa njani lungaqedwa njani udubo lo?
Udubo lo ukuthi ukuqeda kwakhona phambili ngaba ngasifisa njani ngoba ama-colleges ethu lapha eZimbabwe malifana la. So sonke siyabe sisiya to those few colleges ukuthi siyohlangana singabantu abavela kuma-different places of this country, including to some extent from other countries. So we go and crowd to these few colleges, then obviously we need to stay busy. But now the solution is here.
Isindaba pendulo. Ngithi isindaba pendulo, uyiboni solution?
Isolution ngithi yena lethe ngithi ngichile ukuthi ngithi isbeken media other colleges ukuthi these colleges will be specialized in abantu besindisa kuphela. And then this one, you call it the hand of the stars and everything. Maybe that can minimize that problem.
Hi, siyabonga mnumzana Mchimba.
Hello, I'm in Bongilenkomo.
Okay, babo vangavari va Mchimba, mtereri vari kuti maybe solution ndeye kuti macolleges kuitwe macolleges evarume chete nemacolleges evasikana chete maybe.
I wonder if that would be a viable solution. I'm not too sure. But I think we are joined by our other guest in Tunga on the line with I think it's Makomborero Auziwishe. Are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Thank you for joining us. Makomborero is the president of the Zimbabwe National Students Union. We are just now, as you came
hello.
In, this, can you hear
hello.
Us?
It's the Secretary General.
Secretary General. Oh, my apologies there. I had elevated you today.
I'm not going to be president.
Sorry, but thanks for joining us again on the program. Just when you came in, there was Mkoma Zenzo who was saying maybe to combat this issue of the increased HIV rates in colleges, that maybe there should be a gender divide, all male college universities versus all female college universities. What's your take on that, Makomborero?
That does not help. Our problem, the cause of spread of STI is never a mixture of poison gas to one mixture of antiviral linings. So separating them will never be the solution. The problem is the economic decay, which is causing extreme poverty, debilitating destitution and unimaginable squalor to the students. So clearly, the causes of the spread of STIs can never be solved by separating boys and girls.
Saka tichitarisa zvaitika ku Midlands State University, Mkoma, mungada here kuona National AIDS Council ichivhura mamwe maclinic kuma colleges akasiyana siyana.
Sezinhasi tinotenda zvikuru zvaitwa neNational AIDS Council. It's an initiative yatiri kuti ngavaramba vakadaro pamberi navo, ngavaende kumakoleji ese, mayunivhesiti ese, vachinoita zvakaita izvo, nekuti zvinobetsera kutopa kana kuti zvinobatsira kumitigeta maproblems, madambudziko ari kuwanikwa nemastudents. Mastudents vari kukonewa, vari kushayiwa access to maantiretrovirals, vari kushaya access to educational material eradicate, and vari kushaya access also to advice concerning sexual and reproductive health systems and everything. So tinozvitenda zvikuru.
Kupa nyaya yestigma.
Kuti vanhu yestigma.
Vadzidzi muri kuona here vachienda kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuma college kuma clinica?
Izvi zvinhu zvinokwanisa kugadzirika zvaira sestigma. Clinica zvina kana chiswa ndinotarisira kuti haizoisu kwaoyoga kufunza hondo kune kliniki yevanhu vanoenda kutora maARV aiwa. Ndizvongoiswa department within that same clinic. And then ipomeka sure kuti masystems like ipreface angoinkriswawo of which neexperience yavanayo handionerere dambudziko kuvanhu venational aids council kudzila nenyaya yakaita seiyi. Nekuti tikatarisa mayunivhesiti edu makliniki ari kuma mwanototesta vamwe vanotoadvise nezveHIV and AIDS nemaSTI. So that same level of preface ikangokontinua and then vakuvawo neexperience yavo senational aids council. I'm sure the stigmatization can be reduced through education, through ensuring privacy.
Aha, mamoyo size kuwe udaba lwe stigma ukubandlululana kumbe ukukhangelela phansi abantu abalegciwane le HIV okuloko kukhona kwezinye inhlangothi awuboni kuphazamisa yini kusenqabela abafundi abangaba bethanda ukuthi ngunceda. Okay, bengisithi mamoyo udaba lokukhangelelwa phansi kwabantu abale HIV awuboni lusenqabela yini abanye abafundi ukuthi badinge uncedo ikakhulu eMidland State University lapho sokusungulwe khona iclinic le?
I-stigma ingaba khona mntunga because i-university efana le-MSU is a closed community. Wena ungasukuma uthi mina ngile-HIV umbivini ungatshongo ukuya kwakho ekliniki yona leyi that has been set up may actually mark you out. Abanye abantu besebesibakwazi ukuthi ule-HIV kube besecabangele ukuthi lo-HIV. Kodwa-ke mina ngikhuluma from previous experiences ngiyakwazi ukuthi in the community in Zimbabwe sike saba le problem yestigma kakhulu ebisenza ukuthi abantu behluleke ukuya lapho kumele bathole khona imithi. Kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi abantu baye bajayela ukuthi umuntu ukhona le-HIV uyahamba ayethatha amapilisi akhe, istigma lesengasaya saphela. So ngikhangelela ukuthi emisi yokuqaliseni kuzaba le stigma. Kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi i-service yamkhona ingayala ikhona njalo i-advertise ikhulunywa ngayo i-stigma liyana ingaqinisekile.
Siyabonga mamoyo qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Mgoma Makomborero muripo parunare?
Ndiripo.
Okay, ameno ndiananga achitaura kubackground anga achibheza-bheza soti saka tangata taupfunga kuti maybe yeah. You know, we are approaching the end of our show and that's the broadcaster to our radio listeners. But before we go, Makomborero, you know, in brief, how can, you know, students, what's your advice to students, you know, when it comes to HIV prevention?
Imagine to students is that they
right
should be played safe.
Sorry, Annette, just
have access to knowledge on how to play it safe. Because most of the time, it's unfortunate that they will be negotiating from a vulnerable background. Both considering why the influence and influence of the socioeconomic decade they have to enter into.
Just hold on right there. Sorry, Yako, we just ran out of time, but just hold on the line. Makomborero and Annette, please hold on the line. We'll come right back to you while we take this quick break and say goodbye to our radio listeners. But we're still streaming online and you can find us. So where can they find us?
On voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, as well as voandebele.com.